Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to read a couple texts here. On the ruin the sport question, it's probably fine as long as all the extra fancy gear doesn't turn into a barrier of entry for the kids, like kids who could be good at baseball but never try because they can't afford the goodies and get turned off because the goodies are a status symbol they can't get. Good point. I think it's, yeah. Have you ever, we all played youth sports, or many of us did, and it's like, to me, this kind of stuff is inconsequential. Maybe some kids can afford it, some kids can't. But for whatever reason you come out to try out for a team or play on a team, a lot of times that stuff really is kind of inconsequential. Like, look, if it gets them out there, that's great. My point is like, how many times did you play a sport where the coach and your experience of that season either turned you onto that sport or off from that sport? I mean, it really Sure. comes down to that. Yeah. It doesn't come down to gear. In other words, what I'm saying is I think this kind of stuff, what we're talking about here is Little League Baseball has become like the fashion statement of sports. Kids need all this fancy, colorful stuff, and they want it, and it's part of an expression that they all compare. But if that gets them out there, I think that's where, as parents and coaches, we can get our hooks into them if we make it an enjoyable experience for them. And then there probably are going to be some that are going to be out there just for the gear, and they'll probably fade away. So what? That's fine. Not sure. Everybody loves it. Yeah. So, any hoosies. Somebody else said, Gremlin University exists because people can't be punched in the face when acting like trolls anymore. Yeah, that would end real quick with, you run into the wrong team.
Yeah, if the fists of justice could talk, that would be something that wouldn't go on for very long.
No. So I have prop bets here.
Yeah.
I want to see where your money will go.
I don't know that my book is going to be offering these, but I'm interested.
Well, these are from Jimmy Shapiro, our old friend Jimmy Shapiro. He always sends us fun little sports prop bets. This is on the Bill Belichick Jordan Hudson saga, which, by the way, latest news, because now, as we predicted here, and pretty much everyone in the world predicted, everyone's sniffing around the Jordan Hudson family and
her real estate,
portfolio. All these, everything's coming out now because they stirred up a dander. Everybody's got to, checking old tweets and the whole thing. She now has an $8 million real estate portfolio, they said. And that's within, 16 months, I think?
16 or 18 months, yeah.
Starting to date Bill. Must be nice. They also interviewed, this was in Yahoo, they interviewed a bunch of her, apparently she's trying to be Miss Maine. She's from Maine.
Yeah, she's trying to be a pageant girl, or at least she was a pageant girl or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of the girls, they interviewed a couple of her other contestants, and they would be like, well, most of the time these girls are just looking for status and money. She already has that, so we don't understand why she's trying to be Miss Maine. And then we find out too that her mom runs a sex toy shop.
Apparently.
Is that what we've...
In Providence or something like that? Or
yeah, which
or...
if that's the... It's in Providence, yeah. It's called Toys of Eros.
Sure.
Okay. Sex shop. Sex positive boutique. And I even went on their website. Just checking it out. And it says that they have educators on hand to assist should you need that.
Eros refers to passionate or sexual love, desire, or the life force that animates the universe.
And like I said, if that's the worst thing that comes out of the, sex shop, but it is kind of odd. It's just, they used to be fishing. So she grew up, so her parents are divorced, but she grew up in Maine, and they had a business called Frenchman's Bay Fisheries, and it went bankrupt after the area that they fished closed. They closed it off in 2000, and they went bankrupt. So, but their her parents divorced, but she grew up fishing, and
oh, was that the inspiration for the bill fishing mermaid?
I'm guessing so. Yeah, I'm guessing so. Yeah. And then the mom moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts.
There you go. Not Providence. Yeah, yeah. Provincetown.
Okay. Yeah. And she manages. She's the manager there. Toys of Eros. At any rate,
I'm going use sex doll from here out.
God. Jimmy Shapiro sent us this, and it is, they always put together fun props, the Belichick girlfriend saga props. This is from betonline.ag. Okay, so will Bill Belichick be coaching North Carolina in 2026? I mean, we already talked about this.
We asked that question yesterday, and I think that's a hard question to answer.
I think no. I would bet on no. The no right now is plus 300.
Really?
Yes.
I would that the value is way too good on that. I would take that for the value.
Yeah. I think there's a real chance he's not.
It feels closer to 50-50.
Because you're hearing all these rumblings that people at UNC are already fed up with him and
right.
her.
Right. And even though he's not saying it, he wants that NFL record.
Yeah, exactly. And when these things, I think when these things start spiraling, they crumble really fast.
Yeah.
And it really seems like this thing's
spiraling. It will wear on, I mean.
In him. It's going to wear on him.
It'll wear on them. This it already is, I bet. I bet there's already cracks there behind closed doors.
So yes, will Belichick be coaching North Carolina in 2026? Yes is minus 500.
Nah.
Got to lay a pretty penny on that. Will Belichick and Hudson break up in 2025? So you've got several months. Yes, plus 200. No, minus 300.
Again, I like the value of the plus money.
Yeah, so
I mean, if it's up to her, the answer's going to be no, but
right.
Things are pretty off the rails that he hasn't even coached a game there yet, and this is still pretty new.
So again, just to explain for those that don't know, plus 200 means if you bet 100, you will win 200. The minus means if you bet 100, or you have to bet 300 to win 100. So it's all per a $100 bet. What will happen first? Belichick Hudson get engaged, or Belichick no longer coaching UNC? Ooh, that's pretty good. Right now, you can you have to.
I'll say no longer coaching. I don't think he's in any hurry to put a ring on it. He could just be with her clearly,
unless
she's holding something over him that is going to force a marriage. I don't know.
Here's another thing: Steve Belichick's wife came out and said, "Yeah, she's pretty weird. We don't really like her." And
Steve Belichick's wife did his son's wife did.
Is that right? Huh. Yeah, his son's wife. Yes, okay. His daughter-in-law.
Okay,
said some weird stuff about Jordan.
She's stepping out of line in the family.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's telling... nobody likes this woman. So that's minus 400, get engaged, or no longer coaching UNC, plus 250. Again, I think the plus money's the
I think the value's with the plus money.
What will happen first? Hudson hired by North Carolina, or Belichick Hudson married?
Hudson hired by North Carolina.
Plus 700.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they were already saying, like, she was going to do some, like... UNC sports nutrition something rather like it seemed like there was I mean now maybe she's just doing a chief of staff thing but yeah they're better like they'll put her on the payroll before they're wedded.
Yeah, that's a good bet there.
I love plus 700. Value.
What will happen first? Hudson enrolls in classes at North Carolina or Hudson dates a North Carolina player? Ooh, that's minus money. Dating a player, minus 140.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I would go enrolls in classes.
Yeah, I agree. What will happen first, Belichick or Hudson break up? Belichick fired at the end of the season. Minus 300 breakup, plus 200
Yeah, he's
fired.
Not going to be fired. If he's not there, it's because he's leaving. I don't think they're going to kick him out.
What will Hudson's next Instagram photo feature? Belichick in cut-off sleeves, Belichick in a suit, Hudson's navel shown, or Belichick with rip in shirt. That's plus 500 rip in shirt. The odds on favorite there, plus 150 cut off sleeves.
Okay. I don't, I mean, I guess I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Is she going to post something about him coaching or about them going out to an event.
Well, if she posts something about the CBS interview, he had a rip in his shirt.
That's right.
That might not be a bad bet. Mm-hmm. Will Belichick's book be on the New York Times bestsellers list?
Ooh.
Yes, plus 170, no, minus 250. I don't think it will.
I'll say no.
What will Belichick do next? Get tattoo, dye his hair blonde, go with a mullet, pierce his ears, pierce his nose, or man bun hairstyle?
None of the above.
Boy, that's dumb. And which UNC fraternity will Bill Belichick join? And they have the,
I know that he already sent pizzas to a frat.
Did he?
Or to a bunch of frats for, I don't know, I think when North Carolina was in, it was like before the North Carolina Duke game, he was like trying to endear himself and get a little support from the Greek community. So he got pizzas for all the frats to watch the UNC basketball game.
Well, the Sigma Alpha Epsilon plus 2,500. They're at the bottom.
He's not joining a fraternity. This is stupid.
I know. These are pretty dumb.
The last two were terrible.
Yeah. Well, look, they're...
They can't all be winners.
Yeah, they can't all be winners. But I think he's... I don't think he's coaching North... I think he coaches one season, if that. That's a hot take.
If that.
Yeah.
I think... I want the odds on the exact number of one season. Not canned or leaving before the end of it.
Just one.
And just one. That's the one I'd be interested in.
All right. There are your Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson prop bets. Tell you what, she is a smoke show, though. I gotta say.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
Coming up next, we have in the news, guys. Many questions with one story. Our beloved Tilly has passed, and we've got a farm for sale, at least part of a farm. That's next. Here's Buck.